I'm WUWM education reporter Emily Files. Higher education is plagued by persistent equity gaps. In the Milwaukee area, for example, Black and Hispanic students graduate from college at rates 20 to 30 percentage points below their white peers. UWM, MATC, UW Parkside, and Carthage College have committed to close their graduation gaps by 2030 as part of an initiative called Moonshot for Equity, run by education consultant EAB. They plan to follow in the footsteps of Georgia State University, which has successfully eliminated graduation disparities among its students. I talked with Georgia State's student success leader, Tim Rennick, about the changes the school made to better serve its students.
I think the simplest thing to say is we began to use data to put the mirror on ourselves and understand our own failings. Let's understand what we're doing that's tripping up students, how we admit students, how we advise them, how we distribute financial aid, how we register them. These are things that are in our domain. So if we can find ways in which those processes are contributing to the students who are dropping and flunking out of Georgia State, then that's a promising prospect because those are things we might be able to change.
One of the things that Georgia State has done is in the advising realm and using predictive analytics to find when students might be at risk of dropping out. Tell me about how that system works.
Yeah, back in 2011, we were losing 5,700 students every year to college dropout. What was troubling is that in most cases, they were qualified to come back and continue their degrees. They were just not electing to do so. And so this is when we first worked with EAB. We did a big data project. We looked at 10 years of our data, 2.5 million grades from Georgia State students, 140,000 student records. The point of the project was really simple. Could we find anything in the historical data to allow us to understand what kind of things students are doing before they drop out? What are the early warning signs? We were trying to find any recurring behaviors that correlated in a statistically significant way to students dropping or flunking out of Georgia State. We thought maybe we'd find a few dozen. The end of that 6-month project, we had found 800. And so what we started doing in August 2012, and we've been doing it every single night since then, is as we update all our data systems every evening, we're looking for any one of those 800 behaviors. If one's identified, then the very next morning, the advisor assigned to that student gets an alert that says, over the last 24 hours, one of your students encountered a problem. They took a quiz and performed really poorly on it. They didn't log on to their online class. They got a grade in the prerequisite course that indicates that they're not likely to succeed at the next level. They registered for a class, but it's not the class they need to register for this semester, and it's not in the right order. Those sound like simple things, but the reality is at a big university like Georgia State, 50,000 students, these sorts of things were going on every day by the hundreds, and nobody was paying any attention. Now we're paying attention. So somebody's going to tell a student they registered for the wrong class, or if they underperformed in a quiz, somebody's going to tell the student, do you know there's tutoring available, or you can go to faculty office hours. We do this not by the hundreds or the thousands, but by literally the hundreds of thousands. And we've seen transformative differences. I will point out, none of this work is targeted by race, ethnicity, or income level. But I will say, since we started systematically looking at these problems, graduation rates have gone up across the board. Our white students are graduating at higher rates. Our high upper income students are graduating at higher rates. But not surprisingly, the biggest gains from this system have been for students who come from so-called underserved backgrounds. It's students who don't have parents or brothers and sisters who've gone to college before, who don't have this kind of invisible support system, that benefit the most when we start supporting students in the way we always should have. We should have never assumed that students know how to navigate this big bureaucracy that is college. And by helping students do so, we've disproportionately helped the students who in the past were struggling the most. And that's been part of the formula for eliminating equity gaps.
That was Tim Rennick, who has overseen student success efforts at Georgia State University. 4 Milwaukee area colleges are planning to implement student support programs pioneered by Georgia State in order to close graduation gaps.